Someone knocked, beating the door, giving it a fair bashing.
Hello? Hello?
A man with an English accent. Again, thump, thump, thump. I kept silent. The only sound was the clacking of the type keys.
Lorraine, my precious one, is that you?
He said.
I heard your footsteps.
I thought, what if he won't go away? What if he brings the attention of the police? Or perhaps he'll recruit the house detective with the skeleton key.
Lorraine is in there. I heard her, officer. You say there's a killer afoot?
The only escape was out a window. This was not as suicidal as it sounded. As part of my army training, I had been taught to improvise rappelling down an embankment, one hand on the rope, one holding a gun. If I had to, I could use the curtain cord to lower myself down to the window one floor below.
Hello? It's near racing time.
I hadn't made up my mind to slip out the window, but, I thought, I might as well be prepared. I stepped on the bottom end of the curtain cord loop and bit down on the stretch passing by my face to make it taut for cutting. My teeth often served in place of a second hand. I took out my pocket knife and sliced. I freed the cord by drawing it through a pulley. 12 feet. I tied one end to the radiator and looped one end around my right elbow. The door rattled again. I looked out the open window. Insanity. I cinched the cord around my forearm, tight enough to burn skin. Then, to my shock, the door opened. Lorraine entered, along with a hefty man in tweed and small Italian-looking man in a business suit. The last mentioned raised a detective's badge. More officers stood outside the door. I hadn't counted on that. Lorraine had turned me in. I threaded a leg out the window and sat on the sill.
I'm sorry, Lorraine said. Her eyes had a look of fright.
The small man calmly looked me over. I must have appeared crazy or suicidal, or both, balanced on the window's edge and tied to the radiator.
Oh, don't do that,
he said, seemingly more annoyed at me than concerned for my safety.
I can't think of anything more futile. If you don't die, we'll merely capture you on the floor below.
That's crazy, Alan,
Lorraine added. They were right. I unwrapped the curtain cord.